It's Friday, which is when we hear from StoryCorps, and today we hear from Melvin and Marvin Morgan.
Mama called Daddy and told him to find two names because he had two twin sons. On his way to the hospital, he saw Marvin and Melvin's funeral home. He said, I got the two names. I remember that.
Melvin and Marvin did end up becoming morticians themselves, not in a funeral home, but in morgues in New York City. At StoryCorps, they talked about the calling they share, practicing that calling amid the deaths of the pandemic years and a childhood discovery that led them to their work.
So remember, we were down south, and we had to go look for great-grandmom's grave.
We were walking past the cemetery, and our cousin,
he pointed out and said, she's over there
remember,
somewhere.
She's over there somewhere. Down south, the African-American cemeteries, separate from the Caucasian cemeteries, they were buried in unmarked graves, no headstone, no nothing.
At that time, we were 9. I was really disturbed behind that. I said that one day they were going to see that people be buried right. So your first day of the mortuary, what you do?
It was a heck of an experience to see my comrades cutting up a body with ease and not being frightened, which I was in the beginning. But I knew I was moving into the right field because I knew that I had an important job to do.
What was the hardest thing you ever seen?
We was at the apex center of this pandemic. You know, bodies coming from the elevator all the way down the corridor to the hallway to the morgue, lined up. It was hard, especially with the ones that, you know, you knew. I had friends that died, co-workers, the people that work in the hospital, and they all of them went to the freezer. And I would go and play music for them and talk to them. Don't think I'm crazy now.
Some of these cases, you know, you take it home and it sits with you. I will talk to you so I can get over it.
And vice versa.
Right.
Same that you do with me. I'm not afraid of death. But to be honest with you, if something happened to my twin brother, even though I do this job, I don't know if I would be able to take it. That's why I want to go out first.
You know, this young lady asked me the other day, she asked me about death. And she said, well, am I going to heaven? I said, I don't know.
No one can't tell you where you came from. No one can't tell you why you're here. And no one sure can't tell you where you're going.
Yeah.
And I just hope I go out the right way.
Melvin and Marvin Morgan for StoryCorps in New York. Melvin is retiring this week from Elmhurst Hospital in Queens. One more news event to remember this week.